Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Oh my gosh, we are back on air. This is, of course, the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit Show 223. For those of you keeping track at home, and I know you are. My name's Mal, and I'm sad to say this is another solo show. Our good friend, and often filled with commentary, Mr. Promi, is not here today. But don't worry, he'll be back in the saddle again, as they say. He was just had a little bit of a bumpy week, and you know, I said, hey, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it this week. But, you know, let's not get crazy. His Employee of the Month status is in jeopardy. You know how it works, folks. You got to show up if you want to win that trophy. Oh, dangling the carrot. I'm becoming corporate like all the overlords that have kept us down over the years. So very sad. But that's okay. It is now officially raining lava outside, so if you're in the St. Pete area, you know. When you walk outside, you actually catch on fire until you can get to a small pool of water or get to your car and turn the air conditioning on a million and hope that your face doesn't fall off in pools of sadness and lava. I walked out today and I was like, oh my God, I'm not ready for this. I don't know, it shouldn't be a surprise. It's like, you know, middle of the year, but sometimes I just not ready for it. You know, I was like, wow, crazy stuff. But I guess that's part of all the crazy life in Florida. I don't know if I told the story last year, but my house took a bit of a beating from the Florida world. Got hit by lightning and actually knocked a piece of the stucco. Ended up in my neighbor's yard. I was like, well, that's not good at all. I don't like that. Lost my record player. Lost my camera system. Ay, ay, ay. Now I have to learn how to do that mortar. You know, I have to fix the side of the house because I know if I call up a guy and say, hey, there's a little chunk out of the corner, he's going to come and there'll be some kind of a van or something. And he'll look at it and be like, oh, here's your estimate. You know, it'll be like $28,000. I'll be like, wait, that's what? What? So now I'm going to go on YouTube and learn how to spackle, you know, and I'll fix it myself, and I guess put enough paint on it that no one will notice anyway. Because it took a chunk out of the corner, but boy, sometimes, and I know I'm not like making fun of people as they hone their craft, but sometimes you say, okay, I want an estimate for like let's fix this spigot, you know, you're outside and the guy shows up and he's like, well, I have to solder that in, and you know, and then he's like, $8,000. You're like, whoa, do you not want to do this? What are you talking about? You know, but that's the way life is. Either you do it yourself or you pay the price. And oftentimes I do it myself to mixed results. Usually pretty good because I'm very careful and I try to be very handy, but that's not as easy. It's easier said than done. All right, here's some music. I know you're already tired of my droning voices. Oh, don't be like that. I'll try and think of something good to talk about when I get back. Here's some awesome music for your head.
Fury.
Don't you know I got to find me a home right now in your heart? I'll travel. Make sweet, pretty music while the bird is singing.
But in spite of all, the wrong is done. I just cry on. But I still love him with all my heart. Never, never, baby, that I want to part. But in spite of all the wrong is done, I just cry.
Wanted Harlem back. They got Shaft. John Shaft, the big, bad black private eye, in the middle of a mess, dealing with Harlem's boss, the Fuzz, the Moth, and the Fox or Two. Shaft's his name.
Can you dig it?
Shaft's his game. Some dig it. Some don't. Shaft. this year's toughest flick.
You see, this cat is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
I'm talking about Cher.
Then we can dig it.
Introducing Richard Roundtree as Shaft, directed by Gordon Parks. Music by the hot buttered soul man, Isaac Hayes. Shaft. In color from MGM, rated R. If you want to see Shaft, ask your mama.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
Well, my. What was that? That was, of course, the Detroit Cobras from Life, Love, and Leaving. I played Home in Your Heart, Cry On, and Bye Bye, Baby. Good stuff. Every time I hear the Detroit Cobras, I want to hear more of them. They're one of those bands that really kind of gets me fired up. You know, I have a Pandora channel that's the 5678s, you know, because obviously that's my favorite band in the world. And it plays a lot of really cool stuff. It plays like Joan Jett, and every now and then, you know, the Detroit Cobras come up, and I always like it because I'm always like, yeah, put more of that in there. You know, that's one of my favorite channels. I always listen to that stuff. It's a pretty neat thing. I was one of the things that happened when we lost when we got popped by lightning, lost the modem. And boy, let me tell you, if you live without a Wi-Fi in your house for like any extended amount of time, you realize if you went back in time, you'd hang yourself. It's really something. You kind of, I don't know, like you could never, like, I always kind of think, oh, the simpler times. Remember when you didn't have internet and you didn't have cell phones and you just left? I swear, if I went back to young Mao traveled back in time and landed in 1988, you know, when I was just in high school, I swear I'd be like, whoa, I wouldn't even know what to do with my time. I'd probably just sit there staring blankly at a piece of glass, or I'd pick up a rock, and I just had to carry a rock around in my palm, because otherwise I would, like, you'd stop looking at you, like, I don't even know what to do, I can't. And you're just like, okay, I'm going to go to the store, and be like, well, what happens if I have a flat tire, or I forget what I need? And we forget in the olden times, the before times, you just walked. If your car broke down, you just, well, I guess I'm walking to the next place that's a human, or I'm walking to the next place that has a payphone. And that was this little thing where you put coins in it, or you called collect and you tried to yell your message in before they hung up on you. You know, if you didn't have money, you'd be like, a collect call. And then you'd call home and you'd be like, I'm broke down over the IGA. And then you'd like, they'd cut you off. But if you got the message through fast enough, you're... the person at their end could hear you. There's always game in the system, you know. But I do swear, if I ever went back in time, because I lived for, I think it was 4 days without the internet here after the lightning attacked us viciously and destroyed our meager possessions. And I was like, wow, this is really something, because we don't have cable. So that means you don't have entertainment other than DVDs. And then you don't have your phone. Well, you have your phone, but then you're using your data plan. Oh, my God, you don't want to use your data plan. What happens then? So you kind of, you're like, oh, man. You start to realize, even me who tries to detach myself from modern technology a little, I'm not a Unabomber type. I'm not in a shed with a tinfoil hat on. But I do try to not let it, like, take over my world, you know. I like to do things like solder and work on things that are not computers, you know, like, you know, work on even like pinball machines and stuff like that. But the reality is, when you lose the internet, you go, oh no. And if you know, this took a while. It took till Saturday for them to bring a new one. And it was Tuesday when we took the hit. And I was like, oh my God, this guy better come and fix this soon, or I'm not going to make it. I'd be like one of those crazy guys at the library, you know, I'll just live in the library and use the free internet. I think they would kick me out. They'd be like, get out of here. You can't do a radio show here in the library. I'd be like, well, the Indie Circuit listeners demand to hear my stupid thoughts of the week and my awesome music. So I'm bad news for you, library. I'm staying. And then the cops would come and they'd shoot me with a taser and then they'd pepper spray me and beat me with nightsticks, all because the internet went down. I hope it wouldn't go that way, but it might. You never know. All right, let's get to some more music for your enjoyment.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
Thank you. Drowning out. like tail lights in the dark. And now we're not alone in this, without fear we can't.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
All right, that was The History of Color TV from their Something Like Eternity album. I played As Gray as Park Can Be, Even Rain, Wait, and Flame. See, Wait, ooh, that's neat. Ah, good stuff. Very different, a little bit different than what I usually play, and that's okay, too. I like to try and keep you guys guessing as to what kind of shenanigans I'm going to get into. I would like to say, here's the shtick time, so you know, perk your ears up. Make sure that you go out and you get the Simple Radio app. That will let you stream our glorious Radio St. Pete music. And you can also go out and get from the archives. You can go out and get all my shows because you're a completist, as you should be. And then also you can also now tell Alexa to play Radio St. Pete, and Alexa will listen to your conversations and send them to your via email to Russians to affect the next Facebook election. I don't know. I hate social media. Anyway, yes. So make sure you download the app. Go to your app store, and then make sure you go and also tell Alexa to play only The Indie Circuit and Saki Mama Gogo. I kid. Those are my two shows here on Radio St. Pete. Right after this one, we have the BOGO Hour of Power from 10 to midnight every Sunday. You Indie Circuit plays. And then also, right after the Indie Circuit ends, then my second show, Saki Mama Gogo, which is all Japanese and Korean Asian hardcore and garage and grunge and whatever else you want to say. Picked up two new bands this week for the Saki Bamagogo, because you had to go out and for my shows anyway, I have to go out and like secure the music and talk to the bands and say, can I play your music? And then the return rate isn't very good, but if I got a couple of the bands that have been around for a long time, and I'm so jazzed, man. It's so cool when they write you back, because these are bands that have all their CDs and, you know, I've listened to them for so long, and then they say, and then you strike up conversation with them, and I don't want to be too much of a, oh my god, you're so awesome, but oh my god, they're so awesome. So yeah, make sure you stick around and listen to that. I also have another show called Slow Robot A Go Go, and you can go to a bunch of dorks.com or slowrobotagogo.wordpress.com, and that's me talking about B movies. And I have to say, you know, I'm kind of on a bubble right now about that one. I had used to do it with a co-host, and it made it a lot better because, you know, he knew a lot about B movies, and you know, and you could talk back and forth. And when he left, you know, he went back to Parts Unknown, and he's no contact anymore, which is weird, but whatever. And then I've done it for a couple months now, maybe like a year. No, it's not been a year. Who cares? It's been a while, and I like the last week's show, I kind of said, look, this isn't Peter. It's kind of petering out, you know. It's like 300 shows, and it's over 300 shows, and it's one of those things where I'm not bringing anything new, you know. I'm just like, I'm just sitting there thinking, well, the listeners might as well just go click around on IMDb for this information. It doesn't even, I'm not even adding anything really. So what I started doing is just doing way back when Radio St. Pete started, I had a show called Kung Fu Theater, and then that morphed into Asian Cult Cinema, and that was again with me and Dr. Morbius. So what I've started to do for the Slow Robot is I've started just doubling those shows up, taking two of the full shows, which are 30-minute shows, dropping them into back-to-back, and kind of doing an intro thing, and then that's it, you know. So I have like 60 weeks worth of those that I can do. So I'm going to probably do that and then see either I'll get reinvigorated or not, you know. I've been kind of thinking about starting up another podcast or another radio show, but I don't know. I mean, I have a couple ideas, but it's tough because there's a lot out there and you're just, I don't know. I have a lot to think about, but what are you going to do, right? You just, either you do it or you don't. Like, if I can figure out a way that I would bring something new and cool to the table, that's great. If it's just going to be another idiot talking about some crap, you know, and what's the point? I mean, like, I was going to do one about pinball. I'm pretty passionate about pinball. I love playing it. I like fixing them. I like learning about them, you know. And it was one of those things where I was like, boy, I love doing it. I think I could talk a lot about it. I think I could add stuff. But then I'm listening to stuff that's out there. Like, this week, I was, like, 2 weeks ago, I was thinking, all right, I'm going to transition. I'll finish out Slow Robot A Go Go. And I'll start up a pinball podcast, you know. And I was like, I wonder what's out there. You know, maybe this is a void. Maybe there's not a lot of people talking on podcasts. Well, of course, there's a million people talking on it about pinball. And so I started grabbing out some of the more popular ones. And I'm listening to those. And some of them are very niche, you know. And that's okay, you know. But some of them are just, they know so much. And they compete in every competition. I was like, well, what? They know more about one machine than I'll know about everything ever about pinball. You know, me liking pinball doesn't mean... I can't do like a. I could do a deep dive on a game in that about playability and what I like about it, and if it's fun, if it sucks, you know. There's stuff like that you can do, but these guys are like, oh yeah, I know the guy who invented it. I know the guy who did the layout, and it's a loss in design. And then I also heard they ran into problems where they ran out of the yellow bumpers, and so they went to green. And you're like, how would you know all that? How you know? I think of myself as being very knowledgeable about pinball and the world, and some of that stuff they talk about, you're like, how would you possibly know that? Are you a spy? Oh my god, a spy. No, that's not true. So I don't know, I gotta think about it. Hey, here's something you don't have to think about. Awesome music. Here it is.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. Most science fiction of the day predicted a future that was more civilized and more intelligent. But as time went on, things seemed to be heading in the opposite direction, a dumbing down. How did this happen? Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
ratios. A 5-ounce bird could not carry a 1-pound coconut.
All right, that was the Octopus Project off of the Kumiko soundtrack. That's I played Plan, Airport, and Bunzo. Bunzo. That's one of those. I want to watch that movie. It's a very odd movie, from what I understand. It's like a woman in Japan sees Fargo and thinks it's a real thing, and tries to go to get the figure out where the fortune's buried. It's one of those things where I was like, that's just crazy enough to work. I think I'll try that and try and watch that. It sounds funny. It might be one of those that's like a kind of movie, but I it might be weird and funny. So I have to definitely check that out. But that is the Octopus Project, of course. Boy, you know, I was on the way home. I was listening to AC/DC came on, and I was like, ah, man, you know, I'm not a super fan, but I've always liked their music. You know, I listened to them a long time, and it was one of those things where they're slowly dying off. You know, they're not around anymore. You know, there still is AC/DC, but now it's like, oh, now, you know, Axl Rose is singing. You're like, what? Why would that be a thing? And oh, now they got some other guy. And I was like, well, I'm not saying AC/DC. I don't know. I only think of it, you know, those first couple iterations of it. Of course, Bon Scott, and then he died. You know, but it's one of those things where you know, AC/DC, I don't know. As they get older and as they pass away, you're kind of like, I don't know if you should keep going. You know, it's a cool idea. And I guess it's all about money. And if they keep selling, they keep selling. You know, I know Elvis and you know, Jimi Hendrix and all that stuff, they're still selling tons of records. Even, you know, they're long gone. I think Jimi Hendrix could sell an album a year for the next 100,000 years, and it would be, I'll still find some lost tapes. And you're like, wow, I don't know, maybe there's a reason this didn't get released. So maybe just let it go. But the families and the states say, no, we like that money, so we're not going to do that. Funny story about AC/DC. And this is something I've been toying with it. I should say this to when Promy's here, but I'll tell the story, and then maybe I'll revisit it when he comes back and see what he says about it. A very young Mal was in, middle school. They used to call it junior high school. Now it's middle school. It's after elementary. See, elementary up in Pennsylvania in the olden days was first through sixth, and then seventh, eighth, and ninth was junior high, and then 10th, 11th, and 12th was high school, and then you were no more school unless you went to college, which I was fortunate enough to go to. But in junior high, I was a little bit of a rambunctious fellow. And I was a little known to get into trouble here and there. I was at school, and there was a classmate of mine. Her name was Christine Beers. And that's her real name. That's not made up. It's a real name. It's a cool name. But so Christine Beers knew I liked like Ozzy and metal and all that kind of stuff, and she let me borrow AC/DC's For Those About to Rock. And it was a little very iconic looking album. It's the gold album, and it has the cannon on the front. You're like, ah, it's really cool, you know. Well, she let me borrow this record, and this was like a vinyl record back in the day, and I never gave it back to her. And I don't know why I never gave it back to her, and I don't remember, like, it wasn't malicious. I don't even think there was a reason. I think I kept forgetting it, and then it was like too long, and I just never gave it back to her. And it was something that to this day I remember not giving that back to her and feel kind of bad about it. And part of me thinks I should look her up and get her address and just out of the blue, just mail her that record back, or a record. I don't have that. Of course, that record's long gone. But I was like, I should just make amends, you know, like just out of nowhere, just or a CD. I'll buy a brand new remastered For Those About to Rock CD, and just put it in the mail, and just have it show up. Maybe not even put my name on it. And then out of nowhere, she just gets the CD. And I wonder if she would make the connection. That'd be something I think would be very funny to do. I keep toying with the idea of maybe doing that. I remember her being a very cool, funny gal. She's a nice girl. You know, she was funny, and she just liked to laugh. I always thought very highly of her. It was so, but I always kind of felt bad for not returning that album. Because I never do that kind of stuff. I try to really be a straight-up guy. I don't ever like to wrong anybody, you know. That I don't need that in my life. See, like, so now, even since junior high, it's bothered me. So I really think, because I couldn't get her a vinyl record, because That's a big gamble. She might not even have a vinyl record. I mean, a record player. Most people don't. I do, but because I'm dumb. But I mean, most people don't have vinyl records anymore. So I'd have to do a CD, you know. Or you could maybe a yeah. It'd have to be a CD almost. I could do both, but I don't want to do that. That's a lot of money that I'm investing in money. I don't mind making amends and buying a CD. I should just do that. I don't know. I should just get the nicest CD that they make for that, like a remastered. How much could it possibly be? You know, and then literally just mail it out of nowhere. And she, I wonder if she would like figure out who it was from. Maybe she hates me after all these years. Like, that'd be so funny. She'd be like, I hate that Mao. If I ever saw him, I wouldn't even break. I'd run him over for stealing my record. That's pretty harsh. I don't think she's like that. I think she's a little bit nicer than that. But, yeah, I should do that, maybe. It's a tough call, though. You know? And you're like, then you're like, I don't want to be thought of as a weirdo, either. She'd be like, maybe she, like, either she would never remember it. She'd be like, what's this about? And I would never say anything. So then she just tell this story. Maybe she'd be like drinking in a bar when she's like 60. She'd be like, yeah, it's so weird. She's got a CD mailed to me. I don't even know why. I don't even like ACDC anymore. I remember that phase when I was a young kid, and then I became I like country after that. I'd be like, well, that was a waste of money and time. But then I would have it would be off my conscience. Or maybe she'd be like, finally, this has come back to me after all these years. And she'd seek me out and kill me in my sleep for not giving back her vinyl record. It opened up old wounds, you know. You had to. I don't think that's the case either. I joke. So, I think that'd be funny. I think I want to do that, just out of nowhere, and I'll really professionally wrap it. Or I think maybe on Amazon you can buy it and then say it as a gift. So like buy it and pay for it, and then it shows up, and she'd be like, I don't even know what this is. What is it? What's it? Did Amazon make a mistake? I'm not gonna do that because then they'd like tie up Amazon, and she'd go and investigate it. So. But yeah, I think that'd be a good idea for me to do that. I'll try and to be continued. I'll keep you guys on the list of updates. So if I go ahead and do this, that'd be very funny. I'll figure it out how to do it, and I'll keep you guys up to date so you know how it turns out. But that'll be fun for everyone. All right, that looks like that's it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the bands I've played. I hope you remember to go out and get those apps. It's Simple Radio app, and then tell Alexa to stop being a square and play the good Radio St. Pete. All right, that's it for me this week. This has been Mal. This has been the Indie Circuit. And next week, Promi will be here, and it'll probably be a lot funnier. Well, I don't know about funnier. I think I'm funnier, but I think he's more entertaining or more interesting. Is that a thing? I should stop talking now. All right. Well, that's it for this week. If you keep listening, you're going to hear me again because the Saki Bamba Go-Go comes on right after this. And if you don't, then you should because that's a great song. That's a great show, too. All right. Thanks. See you next week, everyone.